You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 8th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Will Britain pay? The slavery apology petition milestone, the date April 8th, 2026, marks a turning point in the long struggle for reparative justice. On this day, a parliamentary petition in the United Kingdom reached the critical 100,000 signature threshold. This achievement forces the UK House of Commons to hold a formal debate on a sensitive topic. The petition calls for a formal apology and financial reparations for the role Britain played in the transatlantic slave trade and colonialism. This movement has gained massive momentum across the global African diaspora. It represents a vital step toward international social justice in the modern era. Historians and activists view this moment as the culmination of centuries of effort. The movement has shifted from 18th century abolitionist fights to a 21st century demand for economic accountability. This petition is not a sudden trend. It is the result of deep-seated grievances rooted in the way slavery ended in the British Empire. Many people across the diaspora see this as unfinished business. They believe the British government must finally address the financial and social double injustice that has persisted since the 1800s. While President Donald Trump continues his second term in the United States, the global conversation on racial equity is reaching a boiling point in Europe. The current demand for an apology is deeply rooted in the Slavery Abolition Act of 1833. This act supposedly ended chattel slavery in most of the British Empire. However, the terms of the act were heavily skewed in favor of the oppressors. Chattel slavery is a system where people are treated as personal property. They are bought and sold like livestock. Their children are born into the same status. To pass the law in 1833, the British government made a controversial deal. It agreed to pay £20 million in compensation to the former slave owners. This massive payment was intended to cover the loss of their property. The enslaved people received absolutely nothing for their years of forced labor and suffering. This sum of £20 million was staggering for the time. It represented 40% of the entire annual budget of the UK government. To pay this amount, the government had to take out a massive loan. They turned to the Rothschild and Montefiore banks to secure the funds. This financial decision created a legacy of debt that would last for nearly two centuries. It established a precedent where the state prioritized the wealth of enslavers over the dignity of the emancipated. This legal framework mirrors the complexities of the U.S. Constitution and slavery, where property rights often overrode human rights. The debt from 1833 persisted through generations. In 2015, a shocking revelation from the UK Treasury changed the public discourse. The government revealed that British taxpayers only finished paying off the interest on that abolition loan in 2015. This meant that people living in Britain today were still paying for the freedom of their ancestors. This included members of the Windrush generation. These were people who arrived from the Caribbean to help rebuild Britain after World War II. It is a cruel irony that these citizens were indirectly paying the families of the people who once owned their grandparents. This revelation has become a rallying cry for the 2026 petition signers. Arguments for reparative justice often point to how slavery wealth built modern Britain. Recent studies from the University of Warwick and Princeton highlight this connection. Slavery wealth was responsible for a 3.5% increase in British national income by the 1830s. In specific regions where the slave trade was common, total income was more than 40% higher than in other areas. This wealth did not just sit in bank accounts. It flowed into the very infrastructure that launched the Industrial Revolution. The compensation money was reinvested into British railways, insurance companies like Lloyd's of London, and major banks. Britain transported an estimated 3.1 million Africans across the Atlantic. The scale of this operation was immense. By the time abolition arrived, the top 10% of slave owners held up to 80% of all enslaved people. This concentrated a vast amount of wealth in the hands of the British elite. Even today, Many prominent families can trace their current prosperity back to these payouts. The Heirs of Slavery Group, which includes former BBC journalist Laura Trevelyan, has acknowledged this fact. They are now lobbying the government to issue a formal apology for what they call a crime against humanity. The economic impact of slavery is a global issue. Many systems kept workers in poverty as they fought for economic justice against all odds across the globe. In the UK, the focus is on how this historical capital continues to provide an unfair advantage. Activists argue that the Industrial Revolution was not merely the result of British ingenuity. They claim it was fueled by the blood and labor of enslaved Africans. The petition demands that the government recognize this economic foundation. They believe a formal apology is the first step toward rectifying this massive wealth gap. The petition's success on April 8, 2026, is not an isolated British event. It is supported by a coordinated effort from Caribbean nations and political groups. The All-Party Parliamentary Group for African Reparations played a major role. An APPG is an informal group of MPs who focus on a specific subject. Led by Bel Ribeiro Addy MP, this group presented the petition on the UN International Day of Remembrance for Victims of Slavery. They argue that the UK must face its past to move into a just future. This diplomatic pressure is building on the international stage. CARICOM is a group of 15 Caribbean member states. They have been leading the charge for reparations through their 10-point plan for reparatory justice. This plan is not only about money. It includes demands for formal apologies and debt cancellation. It also calls for investment in public health and education in the Caribbean. The plan aims to address the long-term developmental needs of nations that were once colonies. These nations argue that their current economic struggles are a direct result of colonial exploitation. They seek a partnership to repair the systemic damage caused by centuries of slavery. Global diplomatic pressure has intensified recently. In early 2026, a UN resolution led by Ghana declared the transatlantic slave trade the gravest crime against humanity. This declaration puts the UK under intense international scrutiny. Many nations are now watching how the British government responds to the 100,000 signature petition. The movement for racial equity in the UK mirrors New York's bold move toward addressing historic wrongs through state-level commissions. The momentum is clearly shifting toward a global acknowledgement of the need for repair. The petition has exposed deep political divisions within the United Kingdom. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has faced difficult questions regarding the government's stance. Traditionally, the government has maintained a look-forward position. They acknowledge the abhorrence of slavery, but refuse to commit to financial transfers. However, the success of the petition forces a formal debate in the House of Commons. This debate will be high profile. It will test the government's ability to balance historical responsibility with current fiscal constraints. The public is watching closely. Opposition to the movement is also vocal. The Reform UK party has sparked controversy with its response. Led by Nigel Farage, the party proposed to block visa requests from any country demanding reparations. They label the movement as a weapon to drain the treasury. This rhetoric has fueled a heated debate about British identity and history. Despite this backlash, public opinion is slowly shifting. Polling suggests that 60% of the UK public supports a formal apology. However, the issue of financial compensation remains a point of contention among many citizens. The debate in the House of Commons will not automatically change the law. However, it provides a high-profile platform for the issue. A government minister must attend the debate and respond to the petitioners. This process allows activists to gauge the level of political support for their cause. It also keeps the issue in the headlines. The movement is not just about a single payment. It is about a holistic framework of reparative justice. This includes psychological rehabilitation and the return of stolen cultural artifacts. The demand is for a total transformation of the relationship between Britain and its former colonies. The parliamentary petition reaching 100,000 signatures is a historic milestone. It signifies that the call for reparative justice can no longer be ignored. The movement has successfully connected the financial history of 1833 to the modern economic realities of the diaspora. By highlighting the 2015 irony, activists have shown that the legacy of slavery is not a distant memory. It is a present-day financial reality for British taxpayers. This realization has sparked a new wave of activism that is more informed and coordinated than ever before. As the debate moves to the House of Commons, the world will be watching. The UK has the opportunity to lead the way in acknowledging historical crimes. A formal apology would be a powerful symbolic act. It would signal a willingness to confront the past honestly. However, the diaspora is also looking for concrete actions. These include debt cancellation and investments in sustainable development. The goal is to repair the systemic damage that has persisted for generations. This journey is long, but the milestone of April 8, 2026, shows that the momentum for justice is unstoppable. The petition's success proves that public pressure can force a conversation on even the most difficult topics. The work of early abolitionists like Olotta Equiano is finally being completed by modern activists. They are using the tools of democracy to demand accountability. Whether the government chooses to lead or resist, the conversation has changed forever. Reparative justice is no longer a fringe idea. It is a central demand for millions of people seeking a fairer world. The history behind the headlines reveals a clear path forward. It is a path toward healing, truth, and genuine social justice. Copyright African Elements.